that evening sun go down.
Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. And on this day, on June the 23rd, that was Lena Horne. She recorded the St. Louis Blues, the great Lena Horne, who had an incredible career. And this is the day she recorded that very famous piece. So we started Day in History with Lena Horne. Many things did happen on this day in history. Have you ever heard the name Christopher Latham Sholes? Does that ring a bell to anybody? No, it doesn't. Didn't me either. But he's the man who invented the typewriter. We're going to be talking about patents later on in this program. And in 1868, he patented the type/writer on this day in 1868. And for all of you who hate this, on day in 1926, the College Board administered their first SAT exam on this day in 1926. And this day in 1942, this is the first day that the Nazis in World War II picked their first selections of people to die in the gas chamber from a train full of Jews from Paris, France. On this day in 1970, interesting enough, before I jump back to the 60s, Charles Rangel defeated the great Adam Clayton Powell in the Democratic primary, in Harlem, ending the career of one of the great African-American leaders and political leaders in our country. And it's interesting to watch Charles Rangel now go through the same thing himself as an older politician, people challenging him to overthrow his reign in Harlem at this very same time. Before that, in 1963, there was a march before the March on Washington took place that took place in Detroit. The Reverend C.L. Franklin, of course, is the father of the Franklin sisters, including Aretha, led 125,000 people to protest segregation, brutality, and against discriminatory labor practices in the South and in Detroit in the Midwest, and brutality against civil rights workers in the South. On this day as well, Martin Luther King gave his I Have a Dream speech the first time today, before he gave it in Washington, D.C. This happened in 1963. And, of course, this is the week of the Mississippi Freedom Summer celebration taking place in Jackson and of the Mississippi Freedom Summer. And on this day in 2005, Ku Klux Klan member Edgar Ray Killen was sentenced to 6 years in prison. He was sentenced in 2005. The murders took place in 1964. Of James Chaney, Andrew Goodman, and Mickey Schwerner, who were beaten, shot, and tortured and buried in Neshoba, Mississippi during Freedom Summer. That happened on this day in 2005. And interestingly enough, that attached to that, we should not forget this is the day in 1997 that Betty Shabazz was killed by her grandson and died. And on this day in 1997, so that is – oh, let me say one more piece before we go out of here. 1940 was born the great Wilma Rudolph, who became – when she won the first American woman to ever win three gold medals in the Olympics. And that is this day in history. And for the rest of this day in history, let me encourage you all to go to steinershow.org and check out the rest of this day in history. We'll come back with our pre-primary discussion, the election taking place in Maryland. Stay with us. We'll be right back.